We're back with Budweiser's From the Sidelines. It's presented by North Ridgeville Convenient Sunoco on Center Ridge and Barton Roads. Let's turn to the hotline and talk some Cleveland Browns football and a little high school ball with the one and only John Telich. JT, how are we doing today, sir?
We are doing great. Excited that it's finally here, the opener for the Browns. Probably one of the biggest off seasons that they've ever had, and certainly a great deal of anticipation as they head into their first game of the year. And then coming up on Friday, this is already week four of the season. Man. It's just flying by, man.
Yeah, no kidding. And NFL, like you said, gets started this week. Browns opener on Sunday. We get some Thursday night action going, obviously, tonight. But let's talk about those Browns. As you mentioned, the offseason and some of the anticipation, and I think a lot of that revolves, obviously, around quarterback Deshaun Watson and the offense. You know, now that training camp's all said and done, preseason games are all under the belt, what are your expectations, JT, for Deshaun and this offense that are seemingly set up for success heading into the season?
Well, I think a lot of people are expecting for the team to be outstanding this year, you're going to have the 2020 version of Deshaun Watson. And with the amount of weapons that he has on the offensive side of the football, I don't necessarily think that he has to be as abundantly successful as he was in Houston in 2020 in order for this to be a very good offense. But I think he has to be efficient. He has to be a quick decision maker. This is more tailored to his strength. There's some, you know, obvious run plays designed runs for him. He has more weapons. There's so much there that's on his plate for him to be successful. Obviously, he is the biggest cog in the offense. That's always the case. I mean, all you have to do is look at the top quarterbacks in anybody's rankings around the NFL, and many of them are AFC folks, and the team with the best quarterback, you know, has won two Super Bowls in the past several years here in Patrick Mahomes. So get him to be close to what he was in 2020 and see where that takes them in probably the toughest division in football.
Is it possible for Nick Chubb to still be Nick Chubb while trying to maximize Deshaun Watson, or do we see potential problems there?
Well, I don't know if there are going to be problems, but it's just not going to be the look offensively that you saw before when he would be in there and then he would give way to Kareem. Now, you're going to have a partner in the backfield with him on occasions. There will be times where there will be an empty backfield. In fact, I believe there was a stat in the preseason. The Browns led the NFL in empty backfield. So it's a pass-oriented offense. And so, you know, when we thought of Browns football in the past several years, it was Chubb and Hunt. Chubb and Hunt. They even called him Chunt, you know, as a joke. And so I don't think it's going to be that per se. I think he'll have fewer carries first half of games as they continue to wield that offense that's more pass-oriented. But then there's always the specter in the second half if they have a lead where you can play from in front with Chubb running the football a little bit more than he did in the first half, and then, of course, setting free Miles in the defense to go after the quarterback.
You mentioned the defense, JT, with Jim Schwartz's unit, and obviously being the new defensive coordinator of this team. Did you see enough in the preseason and throughout training camp, to give you some confidence on that side of the football?
Well, I think they're going to be different in how they played in the past. I think that's abundantly clear. There'll be a little bit more risk-taking. They'll play more man coverage. I think a lot of that has stems from how well their cornerbacks play covering, and they get a big test in week one, obviously, with Jamar Chase and company. And let's also watch closely. Day, as we record this midday on Wednesday, watch the status of Denzel Ward, who's in the concussion protocol. That's very concerning, I think, for a guy of his talents. But overall, with Jim Schwartz, they've got to improve the run defense. They went out and got Tomlinson to be kind of their, you know, their big semi-truck in the middle to occupy offensive linemen. So I think they've addressed that. They certainly have better pass rushers with Oboe, and then obviously going out and getting Za'Darius Smith to be in that three-man kind of rotation with Miles and moving people in and out. So they're much better on their defensive line. Their safety play, getting a pro like Thornhill to come from the Super Bowl champion team, certainly does not hurt in that regard, because I thought last year, Rocco, a lot of the decisions that the safeties made, play in and play out, they did impact games, but they impacted them in the wrong way, obviously. Mm-hmm. So I think him being on the team, they went out and got McLeod. They got some more veteran presence, if you will, there. And then the biggest thing that they have to do, and all you have to do is go back to week two last year, Rocco, is they must finish games. I mean, they mm-hmm. lost a game where they were leading by 13 points under 2 minutes to go, and the other team didn't even have any timeouts. And they lost to the Jets, and then they also lost to a team that, whose quarterback only completed 7 passes in the whole football contest. So can they finish? That's the big thing. Schwartz has a great pedigree. You feel a lot more confident with him running the defense than you did with folks like Joe Woods and company.
Again, John Telich, our guest this morning on Budweiser's From the Sidelines. It's presented by North Ridgeville Convenience, Sunoco on Center Ridge and Barton Roads, getting ready for the Browns opener on Sunday against those Cincinnati Bengals. And we'll get to that game in just a second. But in the pre-morning show notes that you sent me here, JT, we'll reference our friends over at The Athletic again. They had, an executives poll of ranking teams within the AFC. Not sure if this was just offense or teams in general, but the Cleveland Browns, not quite as highly ranked here as some would likely hope around this area.
No, you would expect them to be a little bit more given a little bit more benefit of the doubt, but then again, it's been a couple of seasons since they had that 2020 year when they did so well, went to the playoffs, beat the Steelers and played the Chiefs. But in this Athletics poll, they pulled some of the top executives around the league. And there were polls for both AFC and NFC. In the AFC, they have the Chiefs at 1. No surprise there. The Bengals at 2. A lot of that's predicated on the health of Joe Burrow. And if we're going to get into that conversation, I think it may be a moot point because I think he's going to play and all that. Mm-hmm. The Ravens are ranked at number 5. And there's been questions there with how well the Ravens will be this year. But they're ranked 5 in the AFC. Pittsburgh is ahead of the Browns. And then, of course, Pittsburgh at 9, the Browns at 10. So that kind of speaks to what we've had in this preseason and the offseason debates going around the national talking heads, if you will, on national sports shows and what have you. They acknowledge that there's a good deal of talent on the Browns team, but they're really thinking so much about how pedestrian Deshaun Watson looked in those 6 games. I think that has a lot to do with Cleveland being 10. Because if you just look at rosters, look at the offensive weapons that he'll have, and then you look at Myles Garrett, and you look at the Denzel Wards of the world on the defensive side, you would probably rank them more. But that's where they are. 2 seasons, they've been subpar, and they kind of have to earn that respect. Yeah. I think Pittsburgh being ahead of them speaks a lot to their head coach. He's done a great job, like he did last year, with not that much to work with, but still he did a pretty decent job. So there's respect for Mike Tomlin and show me kind of an attitude for the Cleveland Browns and Kevin Stefanski.
Yeah, and if they were to re-poll that throughout the season, if the Browns perform like we expected, they'd certainly move up in those rankings. But I think you're absolutely right. It's one of those situations where I think they'd have to kind of earn their way up those rankings a little bit, no question. So lastly, before the Bengals, JT, Dustin Hopkins, where are we at with him?
Yeah. Well, Dustin Hopkins, a year ago he dealt with hamstring issues. This year, a little bit of a ribs thing. But, I mean, good luck, young man. You are kicking at Cleveland Brown Stadium, where it's not easy. The entire fate of his franchise, if you will, early on with 3 of your first 4 games being games against divisional opponents, a lot's riding on Dustin Hopkins taking over as the kicker. I know they made the move because they wanted to feel comfortable going in and not worry about Cade York and his insecurities and what have you. So a lot is riding on that young man's leg. But assuming everything is good with the injuries that he's dealt with in the past and he's healthy going forward, it's a fresh slate for him, and obviously it's a fresh slate for Bubba Ventrone. I think Bubba has kind of the swag coming in here as the special teams coach in the same manner that Jim Schwartz did coming in as the defensive coordinator. He's got some guys that are just, you know, on the squad because of their ability to play special teams. And so I think that will help the unit overall as they go forward. But it all hinges on, if you got a game and you need that kick at the end, you got to be able to rely on Dustin Hopkins to be the man to get it done.
Yeah, so certainly wishing him luck as, like you said, he's got quite the job to do with this season. A lot riding on his leg, no question. So, all right, JT, opener this Sunday, Browns, Bengals, and anytime you're going up against Joe Burrow, there's reason for concern, but maybe not as much for those Cleveland Browns. I'll tell you what, that Brownies defense, they've had his number since Mr. Burrow's come into the league. What are we thinking about Sunday?
Yeah, well, I think, first of all, when he injured his calf muscle a month and a half ago, or exactly when it was, I don't have the date sitting here with me, but it's been a while. A lot of concern early on, but I get the impression that in Cincinnati, you know, they felt that just kind of keep him under wraps, make sure he's healthy, number one. I understand that he's been practicing. I would obviously assume he plays on Sunday. We know his record against the Browns, 1-4. But if you look at his stats, you know, still six. I know he got banged around a bit, but 66% completion, roughly there, and he's thrown for 1,500 yards. He's made some game-breaking mistakes against the Browns. Denzel Ward's pick six against him stands out as one of the impetuses for the Browns to get over on the Bengals on that particular day. But this year, he's got a better offensive line. And I think so, you know, their offense was more three quick steps, boom, get rid of the football. He may be able to get back into a five-step drop occasionally here and there and test things deep. A lot of their killing that they do on opposing defenses is getting guys in stride at, you know, the 15 yards down the field where Ja'Marr Chase has a chance to make a lot of yards after the catch. So that's still going to be there, but on Joe's credit with this offensive line, they may be able to take a few more shots down the field. We'll see if they, I don't know how much they'll do in week one with Myles Garrett, who's been a monster towards him, and with Zadarius and with Oboe, those guys on the defensive side, but we'll wait and see. Joe Burrow has earned his way as one of the top two or three quarterbacks in football, I think.
What's your official week one score prediction, JT?
Let's go with, you know, let's 100% homer here. But, you know, I do try to keep logic when I put these together. I'm going to go 28-24 Browns, raucous day downtown on the lakefront. The Muni lot doing his thing in the morning, and the Browns eking out a victory at Cleveland Browns Stadium. Starting off the season 1-0, and then see if they can gain some momentum from that.